I really believe that most of us like for people to tell us the truth.
Yes.
I haven't heard anybody that I know of like for people to tell them something when you're really serious about something. Now, I know a lot of people kind of joke around and everything, but when you're serious, you want to know the truth.
That's right.
Now, the most serious thing that we have to deal with in our life is our souls.
Yes.
Our souls are eternal. Do you know that we can't afford to miss the mark?
That's right.
We can't afford to be misled. Many people are satisfied with people telling them something that's not true when it comes to spiritual things. Sometimes they want to get someone to tell them what they want to hear. The scripture says that there's coming a time when people will heap to themselves teachers having itching ears, meaning that they want somebody that's just going to tickle their ears, tell them what they want to hear. Sometime a person might go from one person to another. Do you think this is okay? Some people say no. Do you think in the Bible there was a man that he was told to go and curse Israel. And he wanted to find somebody that would agree with him. And so he kept on, and he finally got someone to tell him, go. But God was not in that. And he went, he started out, and his donkey stopped. And he was trying to get his donkey to go, and he wouldn't. And he kicked him, and then the donkey started talking to him, wanting to know, why? I've been good to you. Why are you, doing me like this? And then he looked up and he saw an angel in the road, in the way. So we don't want to be like that.
Yes.
We don't want to just go around trying to find somebody that's going to tell us what we want to hear.
That's right.
We want to know the truth, don't we?
Amen.
And where we're going to find the truth is in God's word. Let's go to John 1:14.
And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth.
I think we need to go up a little bit. Because we want to know who this Word was. So let's start. I'll start. In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God. And the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. So, in the beginning was the Word. Then we're going to go down to the 14th verse, and say, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. This is Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ was the Word. The Word was given flesh. When he spoke the world into existence, he said, let there be. That was the Word. But Jesus Christ was the Word. He gave him flesh. And he dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory as the only begotten, which Christ is the only begotten Son, full of grace and truth. Full of grace and truth. The Word is made flesh, was made flesh. Psalms 119 and 160.
Thy word is true from the beginning, and every one of thy righteous judgments endureth forever.
The word is truth. It says, is truth or was truth? From the beginning. The word of God is truth. It's always been truth. It's never been any error in the word of God. We can count on the word of God.
Yes.
We can base our life on the word of God. So this is truth. This is truth. John 17:17 says, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. The word of God is truth. So now if we want to know the truth, we can go to the word of God and it's going to enlighten us. It's going to direct us. It's going to give us the way from earth to heaven. No man's way is going to get us from earth to heaven. It's going to take God's word. So we need to count on his word. Let's go to John 14:6.
John 14:6. Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me.
Listen to this. Jesus, which we have already established, is the word in flesh. We read the word in the word of God, but Jesus came here and he was the word. He said, I am the way. So if you want to know which way to go, go Jesus' way. Jesus is the way. I am the truth. You want to know what the truth is? It's Jesus. And I am the life. Life. Jesus gives life. We have eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Any man that cometh to the Father, no man cometh to the Father but by me. We have no other way. Last night, I believe, or earlier, we established that there's no other name under heaven whereby men might be saved except Jesus Christ. John 16:13.
Howbeit when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak. And he will show you things to come.
Now when we get the Spirit of God in us, the Spirit of God is truth. He will guide us into all truth. You know, after you get saved, you need to go on to be sanctified.
Yeah.
This is what's going to help you to live the truth. He's going to guide us into all truth. If you want to know whether I'm doing the right thing, the Spirit of God will direct you and help you to know the right way to go. That's why it's important after we get saved to go on to the second work of grace and get sanctified, that we might have the Spirit of truth in us. He wants, in one scripture he said, he is with you, but he shall be in you. He wants to put his Spirit in us that we can be guided into all truth. We don't want to be led astray. We don't want to go the wrong way. It would be a sad thing to go be doing what you think is the right thing all your life, and then down at the end, when you get ready to cross over, you realize, I went the wrong way.
My Lord.
That's a sad state.
Yes.
But if we will depend on God's word and his Spirit, we will make heaven.
Amen.
Because the Spirit of God will lead us in the right way. So the Spirit of God, it coincides with the Word of God. The Spirit of God will never tell you something opposite from the Word of God.
Amen.
It will not tell you one thing to do or not to do, and the Word of God tells you another.
Yeah.
The Spirit of God works with the Word of God to give us truth. to give us the right way to go and to live for him. Let's go to John 3 and 21. I want us to realize when we give our heart to God, when we repent of our sins, when we turn our life over to him, he will put truth in us. Through Jesus, we can have truth in us. We can speak the truth. One scripture says, speak the truth in love. We can speak the truth. We can walk and talk the truth. We can live the truth through Jesus Christ.
John 3, verse 21. He that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought in God.
You see, some people don't like light. They don't like light. They like darkness because their deeds are evil. But when we are doing the truth, we love the light. We're going to walk in the light. You know, as the Lord deals with our heart, he will reveal to us through his word what he'd have us to do or what he'd have us not to do. And as we do that, as we obey him, we'll be walking in the light. We'll grow in the Lord. We cannot grow in the Lord if we're not obedient to him. Yeah. We must obey him. We must, as the light comes on our pathway, you get saved and the Lord begins to talk to your heart. He begins to show you, well, you used to do this. You can't do that anymore. That's not God's way. He'll show you those things. And as you obey him, then you'll get more and more light. Those that walk in the light, come to the light, they have truth in them.
Yes, they
want the truth. When you come and you ask the Lord and you repent of your sins and you turn from the evil ways that you used to do, the things you used to do, you don't do anymore.
That's right.
When you used to curse because you didn't like something, God takes that out of you.
Yes.
Because now we're truth. We're in the truth. When you used to tell stories, you wouldn't tell the truth. God takes that out of you when you get saved, and he puts truth in you through Jesus. You must be honest.
Amen.
When God saves you, if you want to be saved and stay saved, you must be honest. You must tell the truth.
You
may seem like it's hard to do, but you know something? You'll be in the light as you do that. But if you start telling things that's not true, you'll begin to walk in darkness.
Yes.
We don't want the darkness. We don't want to go back. We want to go forward. So if you want to go forward in God, be honest. Tell the truth.
Yes.
If it hurts.
That's right.
Sometimes it hurts.
Yes.
But tell it anyway. Let's read Ephesians 6, 13 and 15. 13 says, wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness. Listen to this. When you are saved, and I was mentioning that you need to go on to get sanctified. Go on while you're fresh.
Yes.
While you feel the presence of God, while you're still doing the right thing. Because if you go a long time without getting sanctified, you'll find yourself doing little things. Those little ways will start sprouting back up. You don't want that. So while everything's clear before you, present your body a living sacrifice unto God and get sanctified. And once you have done that, when it says, wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God, that's what you're doing. When you get sanctified, you're taking on the whole armor of God. that you may be able to stand. One scripture said, you shall have power. After that, the Holy Ghost has come upon you. And it says, so that you'll be able to withstand in the evil day. When the devil start tempting you very harsh and trying to get you to go back and trying to get you to do the wrong thing, the Spirit of God will give you power to resist him.
Yes, Lord.
So you'll be able to stand in the evil day. And having done all to stand, stand.
Amen.
We can stand.
Yes.
And it says, having your loins, you now you got truth on you. You have, you learned the truth from the Word of God, and now it, you're enveloped with the truth. Having on the press, it says, having your loins girt about with truth. Let's go now to John 8, 31, 32.
John chapter 8.
Yes.
Verses 31 to 32. Then said Jesus to the Jews which believed on him, if ye continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed. And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free.
You see, truth makes you free. You know, it's not something that you shouldn't want to avoid. You need truth. Through it, we are free. Through his word, through obeying his truth, it makes us free. We're no more in bondage. We're no more bound by the enemy because we're set free. So we can live and walk with Jesus in truth. It's a wonderful thing. And it's a safe thing to be living in the truth. Knowing some people have different religions, for instance, and they call it the truth. Mm-hmm. You live it, you have left the truth. I was, I'm reminded of a person that I met, dear friend of mine, and she was in a religion. This religion had a lot of stipulations on the people. They had to do things. It was a whole lot of man rule. If they didn't come to church on time, they would close the door. This is what she told me. They would close the door, and you had to stand outside till the service was over.
My Lord.
Then they would open the door, and you'd have to go to the altar and pray because you was late.
My Lord.
This is man rule. There's no scripture for that.
No.
That's not truth.
Mm-hmm.
But then when she tried to get out of it, and she was coming with us for a while, to them, she left the truth. But that's not truth. That's man rule. That's a man's idea, controlling you, telling you what he think you ought to do.
Mm-hmm.
And then she said that when the pastor come into church, everybody had to, or they did, they stand up and let him, as he passed along, and he go up to his seat, then they'd sit down. What truth is that? That's somebody's error. We have the Word of God. This is a serious thought here tonight, and I hope I can get it across how serious it is. Because there are many, many people that are deceived today,
yes,
feeling like they're in the truth,
yes,
and they're in somebody's religion that some man made up. There's nothing, it is no foundation on the Word of God. But truth is built on the Word of God.
Yes.
If somebody is teaching you truth,
yes,
they must be teaching you from, thus said the Lord. This is what's going to stand in eternity. Not somebody's opinion.
That's
not
right.
Somebody telling you, you know, you, this is fast day. So we got to fast today, tomorrow, and Friday. You know, 3 days. They make you do these things. You feel obligated to do it. But God wants us to have a will to do what he says. And he wants to be the Holy Ghost. Some people have taken that place as though they are the Holy Ghost. And they tell you what to do. And you can't do any different. But God does not give his authority to man. Yes, he gives us some responsibilities. But what our responsibility is to teach what God says.
That's right.
Amen.
Our responsibility is, as we guide people, to guide them according to the scriptures. Yes. Otherwise, we have no authority. And we should not do that. So when we live in the truth, we forsake sin. Sin is not a part of truth.
If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin. Read on.
Read to 9.
If we say that we have no sins, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
Okay, so if we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth.
In
other words, when we live for God, we are going to forsake living in sin. That's the old man. We're dead to that life. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin. If we say we have no sin, now this doesn't mean that we are sinning, but we have sinned. We have sinned. No one come in this world and feel like that they've never sinned. But once we realize that we need to get rid of the sin business, then we must do that.
Yes.
So we must not walk in sin. And so it says, we lie and do not the truth. We don't want, and the truth is not in us. But it gives us what we need to do with sin. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Truth. We want to live. We want to walk in the truth. We want to do the things that's pleasing in God's sight. Let's go to 1 Corinthians now 13 and 6. We want to forsake the sin business if we're going to live in truth.
1 Corinthians 13, 6.
Mm-hmm.
Rejoices not in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth.
You know, we can't. Some people feel like, well, I'm not doing wrong. But if you rejoice in wrong of other people, you are as bad off as they are.
Yes, that's right.
So if you're going to live for God, you can't afford to be rejoicing in iniquity, even if other people are doing it. Do not have pleasure. The one scripture says, not the ones that not only do it, but have pleasure in them that do it. If you know, I don't dance, but if I sit there and I enjoy watching somebody else dance, I'm the same in the same boat.
Yes.
Right. Amen.
It says, rejoice is not in iniquity, but rejoice in the truth.
Yes.
I can't afford to rejoice in other people doing wrong. When I get saved and when I'm in the truth, I no longer rejoice in the things that people are doing that's wrong.
That's right.
But I rejoice in the truth. Let's go on. Now, I want us to think about how important, as I was saying, it is for us to know the truth. When scriptures say, ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. We quoted, read that. So we want to know what way is truth. How do we know we're in the truth? Because of what the Word of God tells us. That's how we know when we're in the truth. Let's go to 2 Corinthians 3 and 16. The Word of God is our guide. It's going to teach us truth. We can count on the Word of God. We can stand on it. It's solid. A person's opinion is not solid, but the Word of God is. One scripture says, Jesus said, if you hear these sayings of mine and do with them, you're like a man that builds his house up on a rock. The rains came, the floods came, and blew up on that house. It fell not, because it's founded on the rock. If we build our salvation on what the Word of God says, it's solid, and it will stand the test of time. But if we don't, if we build it on somebody else's idea or what somebody else told me, but it doesn't line up with the Word of God, it's going to fall. We must obey God's Word in order to have a solid building that will last throughout whatever happens in our life. It will last through eternity.
2 Corinthians 3:16. Nevertheless, when it shall turn to the Lord, the veil shall be taken away.
But let's go on. We must not trust other man's opinion, but what says the Lord, right?
Amen.
And when we are taught something, that we need to be careful to search the scriptures. Let's go to John 5 and 39. We need to search the scriptures to see if what this person is telling me, it's telling me is according to the scripture. And then if it's not, we abandon it. We don't accept it. Don't accept just anything that people tell you. You need to listen to what thus says the Lord. Read the Word. That's why it's so important to read the Word on a daily basis. Know what God says in His Word. So when somebody tells you something, it won't ring right if it's not right. If somebody tell you that when you die, that's all, and you're not going, there's only 144 people going to heaven, you could know that that's not right because you read in the scriptures and it tells you what to do. It tells you that if you live right, you'll go to heaven.
Yes.
And if you don't live right, you go to hell.
Yes.
You got to read the scriptures so you'll know when people are telling truth or not.
Amen.
Let's go to Acts 17 and 11.
These were more noble than those in Thessalonica in that they received the word with all readiness of mind and searched the scriptures daily whether those things were so.
This is what these people did. They searched the scripture. As they heard the word, they searched it to see if it was so.
Yes.
And then if it was so, then you obey it. Then go to John 5 and 39.
Search the scriptures, for in them ye think ye have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me.
The scriptures testify of Jesus. The scriptures point to Jesus. The scriptures let us know the right way to go. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. It's through the scriptures that we get to know Christ. We get to understand Christ.
Yes.
We get to understand his way and what he expects of us. Let's go now to Revelation 20 and read 12 through 15. No matter what people tell us, we are going to be responsible. You know, when we stand before the Lord, we can't say, Lord, so-and-so told me to do this, and I did it. It's not going to stand. We have to search the scriptures for ourselves and obey the scripture. When we stand before God, we're going to stand, and the books, the scripture that we're going to read, is going to tell about the books were open. Those books are the Old and New Testament. Those people that lived in the Old Testament time are going to be responsible for that that's written in the Old Testament time. Those people that live, we that live in the New Testament time, we are responsible for living according to the scriptures. And not only so, some things in the Old Testament came over in the New Testament. We're still responsible for it. We can't say, well, I can't do that. That was in the Old Testament. Yes, you can. You're still responsible for it if it came over in the New Testament. But then there are things in the Old Testament that didn't come over. We're not responsible, in other words.
Yes.
The men are not responsible for circumcision.
Yes.
That did not come over. We're not responsible. The one scripture says, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. We're not responsible to stop working. We can't cook. We can't work and all those on the Sabbath day. We're not under that anymore. Because when Jesus came, he was Lord of the Sabbath. And so we live holy every day. We rest from our sins every day.
Yes.
This was fulfilled in Jesus. Let's read Revelation 20, verse 12 through 15.
And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God. And the books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books, according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead.
Stop just a minute. Listen to this. I saw the dead, this is after judgment, small and great, that's young and old, stand before God. We're all going to stand before God. And the books were opened. Here are the books right here. 66 books. Mm-hmm. They were open.
Yes.
The Old and New Testament. And another book was open. We're going to find this book that's open. It's the Book of Life. Now, the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books. We're going to be judged out of what is written in the books. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. If a child is old enough and he has to stand before God and he didn't obey that scripture, he's going to be held accountable.
Yeah.
Now, God has mercy on children. They have a certain time before they are reach the age of accountability. But when they reach that age of accountability and they know better, they're going to be responsible. Those children, those 40 children that mocked, what was it, Moses, and said, "Go up, old bald head." God's judgment was pronounced on those children, and the earth opened up. No, it was the she-bears came out and destroyed them. God wants all of us, young and old, to obey what's in the books. We're going to be judged by it. Read on.
And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them, and they were judged every man according to their works. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire.
So you see that other book, the book of life. When we give our heart to God, He writes our name in His book, which is the book of life.
Yes.
And we're going to be judged by what's written in the books, the Old and New Testament. And if our name is not in the book of life, we will not go to heaven.
Right.
We will end up in the lake of fire.
Amen.
In hell. Pray for me.